Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. James Harden back in town tonight, Ike. You heading down to boo him?
I'm not. I'm a booing from home, though.
You sure are. He said today about the reception, he said, "I don't know and I don't care."
Oh, that is the perfect answer right there. Perfect answer. You're getting it.
Don't worry.
You're going, oh, he's getting it.
Yeah, but the only thing,
the very fact that we're letting everybody know who's on the way down to the game right now. Is it a 7 o'clock game?
7:30
game. Oh, well, if you're coming from the Northeast, you may as well be in the car on the way down to the game.
Had a Chickies and pizza a little
early. Yeah. You got to let James Harden hear you tonight. He said he don't know and he don't care. That's not the right answer.
Yeah. I think I've done a pretty good job of just blocking out the whole James Harden existence.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
But, like, I know the morning show is doing this whole thing of, like, if James Harden was listening right now, what would you say to him? I hate him.
No, I'd say, I don't know. I don't care.
He's here for a season and a half. Is he a total loser? Yeah. But, like, I just think that people that were surprised by it weren't paying attention.
I agree with that.
Like, that's my whole thing. It's like, what are you mad about? Like, it's Daryl Morey's fault more than anything.
No, you're right. And I don't have the, because I think, did they ask a question about who do you, or maybe it was the midday. I thought it was a question about who do you dislike more.
So the mornings did, who do you dislike more, Ben or Harden?
Ben Simmons.
Easily.
Yes, easily.
He hamstrung this franchise more than Harden.
And as a matter of fact, Ben Simmons, you're the reason James Harden got traded here.
Like, I actually think I hate Doc more than Harden.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, I've asked
this. Because Doc was more offensive while he was here. Like, James Harden actually, to be fair to James Harden, he wanted to stay here.
Right. And Daryl Morey's correctly
did not give him a max deal, but he did want to be here. At least for the max deal. So he would have wanted to be here for at least another year or so.
Doc hated being here.
Yep. Doc didn't want to be here, was never here during the offseason, couldn't get out of here fast enough. So I agree with you there. But I got no love lost for James Harden because I didn't like James Harden before he got here.
I think that the biggest problem I think the Sixers have right now is they have such a connectivity issue with the city. Like, you had, at least during that time, and it's kind of carried over. Like, the owner of the team owns Washington. Mm-hmm. Like, you had James Harden here, you had Ben Simmons, you have Doc. And I know they're not here anymore. And I think there's a new age, I guess, of this version of the Sixers. Mm-hmm. But there's just that thing where they never they struggle to feel like us. You know, like they had the thing downtown with the arena.
That certainly does not help.
Like the camera said this, I think, last year, maybe the year before, and it's kind of stuck with me since. Like, they just feel like the Sixers. They don't feel like the Philadelphia 76ers. Or I think the other teams connect. Like, I actually watched the Flyers last night. It was an entertaining game up in New York, and they fight, and then they come back. And Tortorella, while a little bullish with the media.
I got to push back a little bit on the Sixers. I think it's a tough time right now for the Sixers. Obviously, when I came here, the Eagles obviously drafted me, and I know the Reggie White days and Randall and Seth and those guys. I certainly was very aware of the Buddy days and Randall, even with Coach Vermeil, Tahereh Carmichael, Wilbur Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I was very aware of that. But the Sixers, to me, were the next team that – From a national standpoint, people identified the sports team with the city. Maybe the Flyers fallen for relevance then. Hmm? No offense, Phillies were in a little tough spot at that time. I only say this to say, man, like, this is a basketball city. Like, there's a lot of history surrounding that game in this city. And it's a shame that we don't have the winning tradition here that is equal to the love of basketball in this city.
I think it's a great...
Because there is a true love for basketball in this city.
It's a great basketball city.
Yes.
I think it's a great basketball city. And
but they got to give us something to hang our hat on. Like, and I think it's the frustration with not winning or getting out of the second round. I think it's worn people down to some degree.
But and it's not even... I'm not even like... I love the Sixers.
Yeah.
But when you had the Ben thing, then you had the Doc thing, then you had the heart. It's just
The constant Joel thing. Let's just be honest. Sure. I love the big fella, but the injury thing, it wears on people.
And it's just been hard to like connect. And at the beginning of this year was fun.
Yep.
You know, like Maxey was taking
it really
forward.
Was. Yeah.
And Nick Nurse was a breath of fresh air. Sounded like he got it. And listen, like, it's been hard to watch the Sixers.
As soon as MB scored 70, that was the peak of our season right there. All hell broke loose afterwards.
And I do hope that he comes back, and it seems like he's going to come back soon,
yeah.
So that's good. But I just hope that he can breathe a little bit of life and give us something to dream on. But it's a tall task.
Okay. So I got a couple points here before we go to the phones.
Yes.
A, me jumping off the wagon may be beneficial. I may have been holding the team down.
Okay.
So while I've completely thrown my hands up at the rest of the season, that might benefit the team. They don't have this albatross of me hanging on their neck and riding the coattail of Joel Embiid. Secondly, the idea of Embiid playing, he better get back within the next week or so. Because how's he going to ramp up and really be Joel Embiid if he doesn't play enough games?
Correct.
All right, like, he has to play games to get into basketball shape.
Well, Nick Nurse did tell us that he gets into basketball shape so fast. You know?
Yeah, because Nick knows he's been here in Joel's career.
No one's more durable than that guy.
Yep. He knows how to stay in shape. Yep, it's all good.
So I say that to say, looks like we're going to be stuck in the play-ins.
Probably. Yeah. Not great.
We have to be the seventh or the eighth seed to get the home game.
And you get double elimination at that point.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get double elimination.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, their easiest pass.
That's actually how the Heat made it. They lost the first game.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Dropped into the eighth seed and then beat the Bucks.
And then went on a run. Yeah.
If they
could get the sixth seed and face the Cavs, that's the ideal. You give Joel the ability to rest the play-in. Mm-hmm. He can calm down, doesn't need to get out there.
Yep.
And then bang, he can go. They would beat the Cavs, I think, if Embiid is healthy. We'll go back to the phones here in 1 second, but I got to tell you about my friends at Scott Honda, because I'm sure you've heard that recently I bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord that Buzz is able to drive around in today. He felt like a high roller from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is practically in my backyard. I actually got my first car in high school. from Scott Honda. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family, and now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester and New Jersey, you're in luck because Scott Honda is coming to Vineland. It's down there. Go check it out today. Same great company, same great cars. You won't regret it. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you. Big Aaron is in West Philly. What's happening, Big A?
Okay, let me start this off saying, you know what? The Sixers talk, I'm waiting for Spike to come back because I'm a tear. We're going to get introduced right about these Sixers. I'm so tired. I've been tired since 84.
I know. So it's tired. I know. I'm
tired. You're going against
I'm
Sixers.
I'm old head.
Oh, okay.
Man, I love them, but I hate them at the same time. They tear me apart. Okay, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. The sharpest.
Welcome to the show, pal. Welcome to the show.
Okay, so let me ask this question before I get to the Eagles. All right, your pitcher goes down. You don't have an inkling to go for Jordan Montgomery. You don't have an inkling. Now, before you get to the tax thing.
Right, I was getting ready to say,
Tax. There wasn't no taxes when they were trying to get that pitcher for $300 million. Mm-hmm. There wasn't talk about no taxes.
That's a good
they
point.
They wanted to get him. So I didn't hear that. You didn't. You wanted him. Jack, you wanted him.
Right? But I viewed it more as a. You gonna let me answer?
Go ahead and answer.
Thank you. It was a luxury. I don't think it was a necessity.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It isn't the same. All right, I'm going to tell you this. If they don't get a closer and another starting pitcher, they're not going to win the World Series. They're not even going. They're not going to sniff it. Arizona might beat them again.
No.
How about that?
No, Arizona's not making the playoffs.
Who got better pitcher? Arizona.
I think they're neck and neck.
No, there you go.
Oh, come on. Are you going to break down Jordan Montgomery tape to me? Eduardo Rodriguez?
Okay. We ain't going to do that.
Don't try to slight Big A.
He's trying to slight me.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you with the Phillies.
Thank
because
you.
I'm going to have
respect
time
my
for
authority.
You as the season goes. But the Eagles thing, you're wrong again.
Just another day.
With Barkley. Yeah. You're wrong again. Here go, Jack. Okay. How many touches did the boy had last year, the running back? Now his name is Swift.
He got like 16 a game.
Which one? You talking about DeAndre?
The running back.
DeAndre.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
How many touches he had last year?
He had like 16 a game.
No, it totaled up to 270-something a year. Okay. For the year.
Sure. Okay.
So Barkley better touch that joint about 300.
Okay.
He better. What are you talking about? And he's not going to be a game. The game change. And your hate for Hurts.
It's not.
I can smell it. I can smell your hate for Hurts. You have a hate for Hurts. Just say it.
Yeah, because I think he's a good quarterback. I think we go a little bit over the top when saying he's Mahomes level or in the top five. I wouldn't take him over any of those guys.
Okay. So what top five? Other than Mahomes, give me somebody that you'll take right now.
I would take Allen. I would take Burrow. I would take Stroud. I would take Herbert.
Stroud. I bet you see you. Starting off wrong.
Why?
None of these guys did nothing.
Here's where I get the problem with. I don't care about their accomplishments. I care
accomplishments don't matter.
Hold on, you start. Hold on, Big A. Hold on, I gotta talk to a hypocrite over here for one second. You are Mister. The quarterback is not a.
It's not a win loss stat. Yes,
not
it's not
quarterback
matter.
Wins. Okay,
yes.
It's a team stat.
It is a team stat. I still agree with that. I'm just saying, as an individual player, you can't say that those guys have done more than Jalen has done.
Sure, yeah, because none of them in the Super Bowl. But when I talk about watching them.
Or about the championship game.
Well, Burrow's
been. Well, whatchamacallit finally got to a championship game, Lamar.
Well, Allen got there in 2020.
I don't know how you deal with him all day, man. Because.
Well, because he has other redeeming qualities
that
I like.
You got something against somebody, man. I hope you're not against me, man, because you won't let me live.
No, I love Big Man. No, I love
you go in and out. You hard. Jalen Hurts is going to be a comparable. He's a good quarterback. And
I
then
agree.
You lift up Purdy. Then you act like Purdy's something.
He stinks. I know he's had good numbers, but I tell he doesn't pass the eye test, Big A.
You're fun. Love you guys.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to try to get down and see y'all like tomorrow if I can.
Cool.
Okay, brother.
We'll look forward to it, man. All right, there he goes, Big A. I don't know what to tell people. I like what I like. Twitter questions brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. Text line is brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge, online, mthollynissan.com. Text line.
See, this is why the Eagles and Philly should just share a dome. Who wants opening day moved back? Elliot in South Philly.
Of all the Elliot takes that have bothered me, there's a lot of them. Like the love of watching football in a dome.
I just don't get it.
Like it sucks. It feels like there's no person. Like all those big stadiums that they have out now, there's no personality with them.
I'm a football outside guy. I just don't need football in a dome.
Like the Rams Stadium, there's no personality.
Nothing.
Viking Stadium, no personality.
Although I can understand why there's a dome there.
That makes sense. Yeah. You don't need.
You don't want to play in 3 feet of snow.
Well, remember the one? Did you remember the one year they had to play at Minnesota
the
Stadium?
The Gophers, yes.
And that's where
the Metrodome imploded.
It basically caved in.
Well, there was that year, but there's also when they're building
they had to play 2 years outdoors.
Right, and I remember the playoff game.
Blair Walsh.
Dude.
Missed, yeah.
Against Seattle.
It was ridiculous.
That shouldn't even count as a win for Russell.
No, it shouldn't.
They won 10-9.
Yeah.
And set football back 100 years. What's next?
Maybe Jack would have tied me if the crowd gave him a standing ovation. Pat on Hawk Hill.
There was nothing that would have had me, outside of going 10 for 10, there was nothing stopping Pat Carroll.
He was on a mission.
43 for 43.
Yep.
Like, it's just,
still don't know how he lost it all today.
I know. Well, it's so crazy, like watching basketball, like real basketball players.
Oh, yeah.
Like what I've had to watch, you know, it's like, it's just so different.
It's a different brand of basketball. I played in these celebrity basketball games where there's been, like, real basketball players, former players that are playing. And it's like, my goodness, I'm up here struggling to get layups in and shoot little 15-foot jump shots. These dudes is 5 feet behind the three-point line with ease. Rasheed Wallace. A couple other guys I remember playing with. Well, Bubba Chuck, he played. He wasn't really in a lot of good shape, but. Yeah.
Did Rip Hamilton play? I mean.
He didn't play in that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I figured because around here. But, like, Pat Carroll probably hasn't picked up a basketball much since he played overseas.
Well, like you said, in his driveway, probably.
Dude, he just went out there and was like a machine. Like,
he has not lost that form.
It's watching real shooters.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just sit there all day and not miss.
It's like watching real golfers.
I know. Turns out those guys are pretty good. What's next?
Hey, Jack, what's 6 times 6? Buzz in the producer booth.
36.
It's good.
Very good.
Thanks.
Very good.
Glad you didn't say 12.
Well, the ones I nail are my 9 times tables. But that's
you get all those, huh?
Well, because you know what? This is 27. If you put down the third finger, because it's 2 and then 7. Put down the fourth finger, it's 9 times 4 is 36.
Okay. I am cracking up at Ike's face now. Yeah. He's like,
okay.
What?
9 times 5, 45. Bang. Okay. 9 times 6, 54.
Okay.
It's a little trick you learn. That's how I had to learn math.
But you went on the trip the following week or what?
Yeah, dude. Literally, I was on a ski trip, I think Lake Tahoe, and I missed my 12 times tables. So I don't know them at all.
It's awesome.
That's good to know.
What's next?
Is Ike going to finally show up next year? Is he ducking me? Joe in Old City.
There are some ducking allegations.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk.
All right. Once we get his appearance fee up enough, Ike will be there.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Next year, I hope you're there.
Well, listen, Spike, it's in the morning, man. I got to drive over there and then come down here.
Yeah, I know.
You're okay with doing that. I'm not.
Yeah, well, here's what I need to see Spike there because—
That's who needs to shoot.
Because, again, while I respect the basketball, like you put it in work, learning
right,
the salary
right.
cap. And
you want to see if he actually knows how to at least dribble a damn basketball.
Because I don't see it. to be completely fair and then honest with you, I don't see Spike being able to really shoot or play basketball.
So what do you think his free throws would be out of 10?
5? 4?
Yeah, you giving him 5?
I know.
I would not give him 5. I would say 3 or 4.
And I wish Marks was still here. Because he
would have missed all
he
of
He used to talk all kinds. Like, oh, I'll play you one-on-one right now. Okay. I'll take you in the post. What are you talking about? If I have to.
Well, the Barrett only made 2.
Dude, Barrett, yeah, that was bad. And then he started immediately complaining about his shoulder. And then he's like, I'm going to call in and talk about it. So where you at?
It looked like he'd never held the basketball before.
Yeah.
It was concerning.
No, it's bad.
Guy played in the NFL for how long?
Yeah, and he's a Kansas State Wildcat. Yeah, it's not a terrible basketball program.
And he's a brother. I'll say it.
Just no skill.
Yeah, just nothing.
Yeah, it's bad. But Spike.
Well, it's like you. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. Just another embarrassment.
A strong guy that can push push his weight around.
And by the way, I heard a caller call up today on my way in here. I mean, really, he really was defending Hugh big time. He went so much as to completely insult me, completely, my career and everything.
Defending Hugh about what?
About us killing Hugh yesterday about being a non-athlete.
Okay.
We did. Like, tell Ike to look at your resume. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer. What did he do?
You play multiple sports. Imagine Hugh on the golf course, Hugh on a baseball field.
Can't do any of those
Hugh
things.
Hugh on a basketball court. I mean, you participated and done well in all those events.
I did. Fantasy camp and everything.
Yeah. I would be worried for Hugh on those fields. What's next?
Can I get some ice? Seltzer in South Philly.
Seltzer face planning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.